Well, you know, you go to a big band show and you get in the mood. Pennsylvania 6, 5,000, take the A-Train, Satin Doll, but your band doesn't do that.
Nope, we play all original music that I've written and arranged. We have a couple tunes that are slightly twisted original or arrangements of other people's music, but for the most part, you're going to hear all original music.
You know, with a big band, most of the players come up playing those standards. How do you convince players to play all original music?
Well, one of the things that's happened over the years is with the rise of jazz education programs across the country, there are very many fabulous musicians who've actually come up through the university system getting their bachelor's, if not master's or doctorates, playing original big band music. And the Twin Cities is a fantastic place to find wonderful musicians. So musicians have a real appetite to play original music.
You've got one called The Dune. Where does this come from?
I wanted to write something with a little bit of a slightly of a noir feel to it, film noir feeling. And so sometimes when I'm writing, I'll have a mood or something I like to suggest in the music. I wanted to feature our great baritone saxophonist Gus Sandberg, and he absolutely nails it. But it really captures that kind of a mood, and a lot of people have commented on this.
As the composer of these big band tunes, when you play it and it's done right, what's your feeling?
When I hear it the first time, played by live musicians, it's pretty indescribable, and one of the reasons I keep writing.
You wrote something called Might Have Been, which is a completely different mood than the one we heard previously, The Dune. What's your reflection on the way this one came out?
Very often when I write music, I think of in terms of the entire repertoire of the band, and sometimes I think about having filling some kind of a space in the repertoire. So I wanted to write something that was a little bit more contemplative, and I used as a model, to a certain extent, the music of Count Basie and Neil Hefti from the late 50s, the so-called atomic period. And this one's a lot slower, and the brass plays in bucket mutes, and it's a lot gentler piece.
Thank you. We're speaking with Bill Simonson of the Bill Simonson Orchestra. One of your early works is called Steamboatin'. Now, the reference to that is maybe not what a person would think.
Well, that piece is one of the first pieces I wrote for big band. And the story behind that one is that in the early 90s, I was asked to be part of an 11-piece group that played original music. And the fellow that led the band, a trumpet player named Bernie Edstrom, he would give us assignments to write, and he told me that I needed a piece for our next rehearsal. And I happened to be booked to play with the Jimmy Dorsey Ghost Band on a Mississippi River cruise going from St. Paul to Burlington, Iowa. And so I started to sketch the piece out, and titles are always tough to find. So I thought, well, I'm writing it on a steamboat, so how about steamboating? I later found out that on that particular boat, the paddle wheel was actually just for show. But after I wrote that one for 11-piece, I expanded it to a full 17-piece big band, and that's the version that you'll be hearing.
The Bill Simonson Orchestra puts the emphasis on originality. The group's next thing is 8 p.m. Tuesday night, April 3rd at Jazz Central Studios in Minneapolis. For information, the web address is billsimonson.com, and that's Simonson, S-I-M-E-N-S-O-N. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.